These are today's headlines and top stories from the Miami Herald.
Good morning. Here are the top five stories from the Miami Herald. First, the weather. Look for plenty of sun, with highs in the mid-80s and lows around 70. Let's get things started with Hurricane Ian. The storm dealt a devastating blow to Southwest Florida and its beloved attractions, resorts and restaurants. Now one of its best-known resorts has announced layoffs. South Seas Island Resort filed a required notice to Florida that 238 employees are being laid off at the Captiva landmark. South Seas owners have said they plan to restore the resort to its original grandeur as soon as possible. The picturesque 2.5 miles of beachfront grounds have been a tourist lure since 1946. In more hotel news, a luxury hotel in Surfside has been named one of the best hotels in the world. As part of the 2022 Condé Nast Reader's Choice Traveler Awards, the Four Seasons Hotel at the Surf Club got the honor. The Four Seasons was ranked number 24 out of 50 hotels, the only hotel in Florida to make the list. Number 1 was Cheval Blanc Saint-Tropez on the French Riviera. For more on where to go around town, go to miami.com. In Sanibel, the hurricane-damaged causeway has reopened slightly ahead of schedule after temporary repairs. But there are restrictions on who can travel across the road. If you want to visit the hurricane-battered island, the causeway isn't open to you yet. Road access is meant for residents, business people, contractors and emergency personnel, not sightseers. Emergency re-entry on Monday and Tuesday of each week is reserved for essential response personnel only. On Wednesday through Sunday, residents, business and property owners and private contractors may access Sanibel Causeway. In real estate news, buyers are lining up at the chance to buy Churchill's Pub. That's the well-known music venue in Little Haiti. Some of those include developers wanting to change the site. Several offers are on the table for the single-story popular pub on Northeast 2nd Avenue since it landed on the market in early October for $4.6 million. The owner hopes to sell by January. The new owner would have the right to build up to 5 stories under the zoning, higher than most of the single-family homes and commercial buildings in the area. The pub has been closed since March 2020 at the start of the pandemic. And finally, Miami holidays will light up again this fall as the Night Garden returns to Fairchild Tropical Botanic Garden. The family-friendly outdoor light experience is in its 4th year at the 83-acre Coral Gables attraction. The 2022 version will cover 23 of those acres with light displays, animation, special effects, motion-sensing technology, holograms and shadow sculpture. Food and drink will be available for purchase from food trucks. The experience takes anywhere from an hour to 90 minutes. Timed entry tickets are on sale now. The event runs November 11th through January 8th. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com and stay healthy.
This has been today's headlines and top stories from the Miami Herald.